Lots of things happening at the moment around the University of Newcastle. Every month or so, we check in and find out about some of those happenings. And joining us to cover that today is the Director of Future Students at the University of Newcastle, Simon Bush. Simon, thank you so much for your time. Look, we want to start with this one. I think this is quite interesting because we look at things from a period of long ago and we see an outcome that is quite different from what it may look like put up against modern standards, and the retrial of one Elizabeth McGee that the university law students have just done, it very much fits that vein. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be with you. Yeah, fascinating story here. The students at the University of Newcastle have retried a case of Elizabeth McGee. Originally, the case was in 1882, and she was convicted of murder and sentenced to death. What she did is she pled the belly, meaning that she was pregnant at the time, and an all-female jury confirmed that and saved her life. She is believed to be one of the first people in the British Empire to testify in her own defence on a capital charge. But what we did over the weekend is our students and staff retried the case applying today's procedures and guidelines, and we're asking the question, would the verdict be the same today as it was way back in 1882? So they had a condensed trial led by our staff. The students were in there trying the case, and there was a student jury. They found Elizabeth McGee not guilty of murder, but that she was found guilty of a lesser charge of manslaughter. So the trial gave our students a great opportunity to step into the real legal roles and hear from experts in the field and experience firsthand how the legal system has evolved. And they got to do all of this in the wonderful facility that is the old Newcastle Courthouse, which has been refurbished. It's an incredible facility. So it would have been a great experience there for the students and staff alike on the weekend to work through that.
Yeah, for sure. And a great chance to sort of compare then and now, I guess, as well. The concept of the pleading the belly, claiming that she was pregnant, would that have, if that was a fair thing, would that have got you off a death penalty indefinitely or just while you were having the baby? How would that have worked?
Well, so we're talking about the legal system of 1882.
Yeah.
I'm not too familiar with that myself, Mark, but my understanding is it got her off for good, saved her life. Like I say, I'm not too across the legal system of 1882 and exactly how Elizabeth McGree's life played out after that.
All right, but again, a great case to go back and have a look at as well. All right, some of those early entry offers, the final ones, have just been released as well.
Yes, that's right. So for those students who are in Year 12 and had their early entry application in, we've made all of our offers now for our school leaver early entry program. So over 7,000 offers have gone out over the past few weeks to those school leavers. Those offers, if you know any people with those offers, they are conditional on the student completing the HSC, which starts this week. So make sure that they're still studying hard and that they finish the HSC. Their offer doesn't require them to get a specific grade in the HSC, but they do need to complete it. We'll also be sending out in early November our school's recommendation scheme offers to school students, which is another early offer program which incorporates a recommendation from their secondary school.
All right, HSC now starting as well, and those final exams are coming. And, of course, this opens up quite a few pathways for students who wish to have a look at university life as well, Simon.
Yeah, absolutely. So our early entry program is only open for certain degree programs, so a lot of our high-demand health programs aren't included in that this year. So there's still the opportunity to apply for those programs and also for all of our other programs. Maybe you didn't get the offer you wanted or maybe you didn't get your early entry application in. HSC still provides a great pathway and there's still plenty of time for people to apply for 2026 entry through UAC. So please do get on and get the applications in. Also, you know, we're constantly reviewing and assessing applications from people from a whole range of backgrounds. As we know, the University of Newcastle, there's a place for you no matter your background. So people are coming through from vocational education or enabling programs or, you know, prior work experience. We're always taking applications in for those.
All right, a busy time of year, particularly for those who are looking to add a university education to their next phase of life. Simon, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Mark.
The Director of Future Students at the University of Newcastle, Simon Bush, taking us through some of the happenings at the university at the moment here at 2NURFM.